This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. We are going to explore it this hour. Yeah. If the Eagles have ever had a better wide receiving tandem than they have this year with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Right.
Because I don't recall one, Al. They've had great receivers here and there, but they got two. And both those guys, they complement each other.
And they're under 30.
You know what else, Al? It's hands. They go up for balls, and they know how to track a deep ball. Even when they're fully covered.
And they're physical. Even
they're
the skinny guy.
Yeah, even the little guy is physical. But I'm on the line with this right now, and I'm so glad he's here, because I don't know if I'm out of line today. Mm-hmm. And he will tell me he's not afraid to set me straight. From NBC Sports Philadelphia, pre and post game, and lots of other great stuff, our friend Ruben Freck. Hi, Rube.
Hey, Ange, who are we firing today?
All right, hold on. He's already starting. I didn't even ask the question yet.
Yes,
Rube,
he is.
What exactly is the protocol on bitching when your team's 13-1?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly things to complain about and be concerned about. I think you enjoy the win and move on, but there's definitely a couple issues that are notable that have to get fixed over the next few weeks.
All right, well, let me just start this by playing what Rod Jaworski said yesterday on the postgame on NBC Sports Philadelphia, because he echoed my viewing. Let's hear it.
He got on that shoulder.
99.
Oh, man, the first thing I went was shoulder injury. And he stayed down a little bit.
Yeah,
when you got a guy 300-pounder falling on you and the ground stops and everything else keeps going down, that's when the injuries happen. But he got up and he was fine. But he took, I agree with everyone what you said already, too many hits to the quarterback.
Ice
He's
bath.
Too valuable
yes.
to take those
Mike.
Hits.
All right, I'm very upset with the play calling, Rube. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, look, Shane Steichen's had a great year as a play caller, but this was not his finest moment, and for a couple reasons. You know, Miles Sanders didn't get a touch until, I think it was the Eagles' 19th play of the game, and they never got into a rhythm because of that, because Miles is too good a player to just kind of wither away and not have a role. And, you know, they thought they saw something with the deep shots, but you're talking about a cold, windy day, difficult conditions. And it's not the time to start chucking the ball deep every snap. Look, Jalen made some big plays doing that, but I hated the way they came out, didn't establish the run, weren't balanced, and Jalen took too many hits. We went through this early in the year, and they kind of got away from it. But on that kind of day with, you know, minus two wind chill, you're going to have your quarterback run 17 times. I'm worried about him, and you know, this is a short week, and the playoffs are coming up, and you got to have him healthy getting into the playoffs. That's priority number one. And if he keeps taking these kind of shots, I'm concerned that won't happen.
Well, here's the thing. This was bugging me, and we don't get to talk to Nick till tomorrow. They're out in Chicago last night, so they got back real late. We'll talk to him at 7:30 tomorrow. But Rube, these are coaches having a terrific year. They game plan. They know the conditions are going to be that way. They know that team's the 31st ranked run defense in the league. How does it happen they come up with that plan? They script those plays, and none of them were supposed to go to Sanders?
No, I totally agree. And
I don't get it.
what they, you know, the Bears' pass defense is just as bad as their run defense. So on a normal day, if it's, you know, 48 degrees and there's no wind, I couldn't agree more with the game plan. Although I'd still mix in a few Miles Sanders runs, no doubt about it. But considering the conditions, I mean, you've got to know about the you got to take that into consideration when you're putting together your game plan. And it really seemed like they did. You know, maybe they were trying to take the Bears by surprise. All right, they don't think we're going to throw because of the conditions, so we will. Maybe that was part of it, but. It took too long to get – Miles never really did get involved. And I just don't know how you have a guy – the guy was leading the league. He's like 15 yards behind Saquon coming into the game for the NFC rushing lead. And he had four carries in the first half. It was like going back to, you know, Big Red with Westbrook back in the day. It was tough to watch.
All right. I don't want – Josie, I do not want to be accused of not being balanced in my approach.
Okay.
So I will turn to some positive, starting with the man I think, Rube, who won the game for them, Hassan Reddick. What'd you think of his performance yesterday?
Just all over the place. What a beast. And, I mean, that whole defensive line is just playing at such a high level. They're so deep. They have so many guys making plays. But Reddick is just on another level. I mean, he's, you know, even when he's not getting sacks, he's affecting the game so much with pressure, you know, with quarterback hits, with, you know, plays in a run game. I mean, he's been playing the run. He's doing it all. What a signing. I mean, 12 sacks in his last 12 games. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like Reggie and Clyde type material right there. What a signing. What an addition. And when teams account for him, it opens up the other guys and Sweat and Hargrave and BG. They're all making plays. So, you know, it's funny. When the season started, my defensive MVP was Slay, you know, for the first, like, month and a half of the season. And then it was T.J. Edwards because he's been really consistent and really solid. But I think the Eagles' defensive MVP right now is Hassan Reddick. Yeah. He's a beast.
Absolutely. All right. Other side of the ball, I might have missed this. You are better at breaking this down statistically than anybody I've ever seen, Rube. The tandem right now of Smith and Brown, wide receivers. Have the Eagles ever had two guys as productive as these two guys are?
You know, the only duo that's close is really Deshaun and Macklin, and they're better. These guys are better. I mean, they're more physical. They're more consistent. They're more varied. They're more versatile. It's, you know, it's incredible to think that 2 years ago the Eagles' leading receivers were Travis Fulgham, Greg Ward, and Jalen Reagor.
Wow,
you know,
that is
two
amazing.
Years ago.
Yeah,
and Howie went to work, and Howie, you know, look, it was Howie got them into that position, and he got them out of it. And you know, I mean, AJ's putting up monster numbers. I mean, he might be having the greatest season ever by an Eagles wide receiver. But Devontae he hasn't been just as good, but really close and playing physical, big catches. Both these guys, big catches at big moments, clutch, difficult, contested catches. I'm so impressed with them. And Jalen has such a great chemistry with both of these guys. And they really kind of won the game for, you know, for the Eagles, along with Reddick. But they were, you know, I think they finished with 307 combined yards yesterday. It's the most ever by a pair of Eagles wide receivers in a game.
Rube.
Incredible production.
I want to run a theory. I got a theory on this that I would like to run by you because I was watching the game that Jalen Reagor gave every opportunity to blow. It was the greatest comeback in history. He accounted for two interceptions by not running the right play. Right, Rube?
Right.
Rube, I believe that was such a monstrous draft mistake by Howie that he redoubled his efforts to get good receivers after that and ended up with two great ones. That's my theory.
Well, absolutely. And not just Reagor, but, you know, look, they spent a two on Jaw and, Look, they know that you win in the NFL by throwing the ball, and you can't have a big-time passing game, no matter how good your quarterback is, if you're running Jalen Reagor and Jaw and, you know, Greg Ward, no offense, but you're running these guys out there, you're not going to win a lot of games. And you have to have a high-powered passing offense, and you can't do that just with a tight end or a running back. You need big-time guys. And, you know, they changed the way they evaluate receivers, and they landed two great ones.
All right, Rube, I started the weekend saying I wanted the Cowboys to win because I wanted Christmas Eve to be a big game. What happens now? It's not really a big game, right? Has it still got the attention? Do you still have to work post-game and all that, even though it's Christmas Eve?
we'll be live before and after the game. I think it's still a big game because, I think, Eagles haven't swept the Cowboys since 2011, a long time. They are their division rivals, as flawed a team as the Cowboys are. Gosh, they won three playoff games since 1995, so I don't know how you can have a big-time rival like that. But I think it's important for them to establish kind of ownership of the Cowboys, to go into that stadium, clinch there. Look, they're going to clinch either way, the next week if they have to. But I think it's important to go in there and really establish that you're the best team in the division. They're not on the same playing field as you. They're on the same level as you. And go in there and beat, they haven't really recorded a big-time win over the Cowboys in a few years. So I think it's important they do it. Love to see them clinch on Christmas Eve and just start resting guys.
That would be a great holiday gift to all of us. Roop, thank you as always. Looking forward to watching you on the sacred holiday of Christmas Eve.